This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
If, in fact, Don got the devil's job and left the show, how quickly would you call Dave to say, I'm out, I'm joining Kay and Peter?
I'd probably just throw him a text, probably.
You want to go? Go.
Here we go.
Go. Go.
Here we go.
I don't even think you'd be good on the Kay show.
Oh, here we go.
I don't think you'd be good. I think it would just be you saying, oh, Michael.
Let me kiss you on Saturday.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I'm not going to be great in the 7 o'clock hour.
You haven't been good for the first 2 hours.
Good. You know what?
What's
maybe I
different?
Just can't open up my heart anymore.
On 98.7 ESPN.
We can play it for you, DiPietro. We can't play it for the Rangers. DiPietro Rothenberg presented by Progressive Insurance. As the Rangers, I think it's fair to say, saved their season. So, yesterday, saved the season. Shesterkin, phenomenal. Power play comes through. Panarin with a beautiful pass to Zibby. He gets the goal. And then Kreider with a goal a little bit later. Rangers cling to a 2-1 lead. Somehow Kreider misses an empty net, but Mott scores the empty netter. 3-1 your final. And on top of all of it, to celebrate this morning, Rangers tickets being given away in the 7 o'clock hour on this very show.
That's the story right there.
That's the story. Don't bury
that's
the lead,
the story.
Huh?
Not your scalding hot Rangers saved their season. Scalding hot take. We're giving away Game 4 tickets this morning. Game 4.
And I don't know. I don't know when. Between now and 7:59, you will have Rangers tickets in your hand.
The place is going to be electric. Not to mention the fact that he had Max Domi did what he did at the end of that game, so the tensions will be, it's going to be.
Lindgren handled himself pretty well there, though.
Oh, he's a tough kid. I mean, he's a warrior. He really is.
Yeah, I looked up, because I didn't realize he was this young. You probably knew. You know how old Lindgren is?
I think he's 20. Is he 24?
Yeah, 24 only.
Listen, you got a really good young group. I mean, the youngest team in the playoffs. Let's not forget that either. Getting all this great experience here moving forward.
Now, I think it's fair to say that they're not going to win the Stanley Cup, right? You would agree with that?
Have you watched Tampa?
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying. You think Tampa's going to win again?
I don't. Listen, man. I mean,
you wouldn't bet against them, would you?
No. I mean, what they're doing to the Florida Panthers right now?
They're embarrassing the Panthers
Well, it's surgical, man. It really
you think
is.
If you're a fan of Toronto, you want to just jump off a building right now?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I felt the same way about what happened with Tampa and the Islanders last year. I mean, had the Islanders won that Game 7, they probably win the Cup.
I don't even think probably. I think you can feel pretty confident saying they win the Cup.
So, I mean, you draw Tampa in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, that's a tall task, man. I mean, this team doesn't lose back-to-back games. They play with the level of desperation that's just, I mean, unmatched. Stamkos blocking show. I mean, you name it.
You know how big of a show we are right now, by the way?
Where are we now?
Big news! Jazz hands! Guess who is called in and is on hold right now? I want to take a moment just to allow you to peruse who you think it could be. I'm being sincere. Huge name.
Mike Greenberg.
Bigger.
No.
RJ, is it bigger than Greenberg?
Bigger than Greenberg.
Size-wise?
No. Just star quality-wise.
At the company?
I didn't say the company.
I have no idea.
Spike Lee.
Stop it.
Good morning, Spike. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Why do we have the privilege of you calling us so early this morning?
Well, usually I'm driving to work, and I really don't like to call from the car. But I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm embarrassed. What they did to my brother is disgraceful. Disgraceful.
You're talking about the Tim Anderson situation from Donaldson, right?
Yeah, the Jackie chant and the other stuff. You know, look, the bleacher bums, you know, it's all right to have fun, but throwing stuff on the field, I mean, it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand, and I'm glad Tim Anderson hit that homer. And I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm glad he did that, because that's just some BS. I'm not going to curse, and fans are just getting crazy. It's not just the Yankee fans, but this stuff's getting out of hand.
Well, Spike, you see it in the NBA all the time, where players are going. You know,
I know.
I mean,
and don't bring up Reggie Miller. That was a long time ago.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, how about like Chris Paul when they're going after his family?
Me and Reggie is all love now, but that I was not in the court or none physicality, but it's just, and I don't want to sound like an old grandpa, you know, but either I am 65, but that, look, we all want our team to win, but there just has to be some type of decorum and respect. And that Jackie chant, that hurt me. That hurt me.
Yeah, I think Spike, you know what though, Spike? You're right. I mean, as far as what we're starting to see now with the fan player interactions. I mean, you saw it. I mean, Yankee Stadium when was it the Twin? What series was it, Dave? Was it the Twin series?
Oh yeah.
Were the Guardians? No, it was the Guardians.
When the center fielder climbed up the wall? Yeah,
when
they're throwing the trash out onto the field, and the Yankees had to come out and defend the Guardians players?
I mean, it's getting too much. You know, look, I'm a Yankee fan. I want the Yankees to win, but at what expense?
A lot of hostility, Spike. There's a lot of hostility.
I know there's... There's chants and stuff that you want to get into. I mean, even go back, LaPata beats his wife. I mean, that's insane. You know, so I just wanted to, you know, to say that. And you guys do a great, 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 great job.
Well, Spike,
but as a Yankee fan, I felt I had to call in and say, you know, that Jackie chant was ill. I think it was racist. And we got to do better. That's all I got to say. So thank you very much for letting me get my piece and tip this morning.
Dave, anything you'd like to say to Spike about the Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics first series at all?
Spike, you appreciate us as a show.
Any team from Boston, forget about it.
Spike, I got to be honest, I love you. And I actually watched the documentary you did on the whole COVID documentary in America, and I thought it was great. Okay, I think you are phenomenal. I cried.
Last thing to tell you, right now I'm in San Francisco because I was at the Giant San Diego game because I'm doing a full-length multi-series documentary on Colin Kaepernick for ESPN.
Ooh.
So I was, after the game, I interviewed Gabe Kaplan because, you know, he kneeled for every game in the 2020 season. He took a knee. That's why I'm out here. But it's going to be coming out. And you guys do a great job. Thank you very much.
All right, Spike, have a great day. We appreciate you.
Why are you laughing, Rick? What's
yeah,
funny?
No, because Dave was going to go after you, and I appreciate you trying to just change it and then get out before he yelled at you.
You know what, Spike? It's too nice of a call. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. You want to call? You want to get involved? You love the show? Let's save our debates on your rooting.
Anybody but Boston.
But Spike, you can't be dressed in Brooklyn garb and be rooting for the Nets. You're a Knicks fan.
Yes. Here's the thing, though. I was wearing a Jackie Robinson, Brooklyn Dodger. That's not the Nets.
You're rooting for the Nets, Spike.
Who are they playing?
I get it, but you can't be like a huge Nets fan in that moment. You sit back, and if the Nets beat Boston, you appreciate it.
Look, we beg to differ. I dislike any team from Boston. Who's ever Boston playing, they got to beat Boston. That's bigger than the Nets.
So you enjoyed the other night when Boston was just awful against Miami.
Anytime Boston loses, I have a smile on my face. I was at the Mookie game, the last throw in Shea Stadium. Ball rolls through Buckner's leg. Oh, that was great.
Oh, that really was special. All right, Spike, we appreciate you.
All right, thank you. Thanks for letting me get on.
Yeah, you're right. Welcome. And that, of course, I mean, that's where we are as a show, Rick. I mean, Spike Lee just happens to call in.
At 4 a.m., nonetheless.
Yeah,
in San Francisco.
4 o'clock in the morning. What is he
4
doing?
4 o'clock in the morning. I said, listen, his time, his schedule must be off.
Like Santiago.
Oh, no, he's just off. Santiago's he has no schedule.
So, RJ, how does that go down? You answer the phone. You're like 98.7 ESPN. He's like, yeah, Spike Lee. And did you, like, do a vetting process of, all right, Spike, you're going to need to prove that it, in fact, is you?
Well, I did, but he has the inside number. He's got the bat line. So when that rings, one of two things happened.
So what do you think, we were being fired? Of course. Right. I heard what Rick said in the 6 o'clock hour. Dave, you're fired.
So no, I think they dumped that. That was good too, and they dumped it. I think
it's either someone that has the inside line, like that scenario, or we're probably in trouble. Those are the two scenarios. I didn't recognize the number immediately, so I answered it. His initial remark was, I hear another Spike on the station. This is the real Spike.
Oh.
So and then he's called before, so I have his number saved and it checked out. And I said, that is the real Spike Lee. Dave.
That is the real Spike Lee. I mean, God knows who called. We still have 50 minutes left this morning. God knows who calls.
You never know. Maybe you know, Kenny Albert calls after you cold called him and he never picked up.
Yeah. Well, because you know he was calling it Raleigh.
No, I know. And you were trying to correct him. You were trying to be a good team guy.
I had to correct him. It's not Raleigh. It's Raleigh.
In Raleigh, North Carolina.
It's not Raleigh.
See, that's the thing with Josh Donaldson. Like, there are plenty of other things you could have said to Tim Anderson that could have served the same purpose as opposed to doing what you did.
Because
you have no idea how that's going to land with him. Like, maybe he thought it was funny the first time he said it.
I'm sure that his thought was upon saying it that this is going to escalate to me looking like potentially a racist or be suspended.
You should think about stuff like that, though. If you're going to say something that has a racial connotation to it in any way, like, you should think about the, especially if you're not buddies. Like, well, what if it was like he was like, maybe, you know, Tim Anderson's not offended by it. What if someone else on the field was offended by it? Like, why even, like, you heard Spike Lee, he's offended by it. Like, why even bring that into the mix?
But of course. And then you have, a lot of white people like, well, it wasn't offensive to me. Well, it's not meant to be offensive to you. You know,
there are plenty of things, like, when you're trash talking that you could say, the nasty things that don't have anything to do with race. And then you're not buddies. That's the thing too. You're not buddies. And listen, I'm not saying that because you're buddies. No, but there are things
you don't like each other.
That's what I mean. But there are plenty of times with like close friends of yours or like teammates of yours, like you'll tiptoe that line because you know the person and you go back and forth because you know what's acceptable and where that line is. Donaldson and Tim Anderson aren't close enough where Donaldson knows where that line is. Like there are certain things I know I could say to you that you won't get offended by. That maybe if I send them to somebody that I don't really know would be offended by. But I know what line to get up to. I'm going to make sure that I'm not going to offend you.
Well, and how about if there's someone that doesn't like you to begin with? Right? You certainly wouldn't push the envelope with someone like that.
Well, of course not. No. Because I don't know how they're going to react to that. And why put myself in that spot where it could be whatever I'm trying to say is going to be misconstrued?
Right. And again, here's the thing. I haven't really heard anybody defend Josh Donaldson, even his own team, even his own manager. No one is defending what he said or what he did. The best thing that you've heard in defending Donaldson is, I don't think he's a bad guy, and I don't think he meant it maliciously.
But yeah, like if you have to, like, after you say it, you have to sit down and explain to people why you said it. You probably just don't even say it,
right?
Like, let me put this into context. Okay, here we go. And then right. And I have to explain it.
Once you have to now package it and sell it to us of why it wasn't that bad, you've probably lost already.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Because this wasn't like one of those running jokes in the clubhouse where, like, you know, you say something, you know, in an article or an interview, and then the guys will, you know, hang it up and just poke fun as to, like, why'd you say that? And a nickname may come from that. Like, that's a team, you know, that's a funny team joke. You know, in locker room, you know, ribbing. Not like the guy that you're playing against that you don't really like anyway.
No. Here is Tim Kirkjian, was on SportsCenter, and he's confused at what Donaldson was doing.
Well, it was pretty dumb by Josh Donaldson to do that. It was unnecessary. It was disrespectful. And it wasn't funny. If it's an inside joke with a good friend of yours, maybe you say something like that. But these two clearly have clashed in the past. And baseball is looking into this. Obviously, everyone has acknowledged what happened here. I'm not sure if there's going to be a punishment. Maybe there should be a game suspension just to, you know, at least put it on the record. Josh Donaldson said there was no racist overtone here. Others disagree. This is just not necessary in a major league game, and it's really unfortunate.
I think he's 100% right. I think,
but why even put yourself in that position?
Because I don't think he thought it through. Clearly he didn't.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Gene Fort Lee. Good morning, Gene. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going on, Gene. What's going on, buddy?
All right, so on the whole Donaldson, Tim Anderson, like you said, I feel like everybody is pretty much in cahoots in how they feel. My only thing with it, I guess I would, as a question standpoint, how do the Yankees, I guess, put the hammer down on Donaldson? Like, I'm not saying trade him or get rid of him, but this, to me, is a serious situation to where it makes the Yankees also just Donaldson look like a really horrible person. Like Rick said, there's limits that you may go to with somebody that you know, but he doesn't know him. He has beef with him. And for you to just call him Jackie, to me, it just felt like you planned it out. Like you probably didn't think Tim Anderson was going to say anything, and it may have stood on the field, but you don't say that. You just don't say that at all. That's unacceptable.
Well, it's not the first time he said it, though, too. So, I mean, remember that. Like, he told us after the game.
Oh, yeah,
he said he's been
saying it for a couple of years now.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so then
You know what I would worry about? Here's what I would worry about, right, is that this is Josh Donaldson's first year with the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does this affect the black players in that locker room, in that clubhouse? You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like, and again, you can have the opinion that Tim Anderson wasn't right when he compared himself to Jackie Robinson, which he shouldn't have. I mean, him trying to bring fun back to Major League Baseball, it has nothing to do with...
It's not the equivalent of what Jackie Robinson
and it's not even
endure.
It's not even close. Not even close.
No.
But, you know, on a baseball field, it's not the time or place to start making reference to that, not knowing, like, first of all, the guy doesn't like you, and second of all, like, I mean, people could find that offensive, and just because you don't, like, that doesn't mean that someone else doesn't.
Well, clearly, a lot of people do find it very, very offensive. All right, so, you know, we haven't talked about at all today is your fancy Mets.
I mean, our fancy Mets.
I mean, that's a weekend, my friend. Right? So they get amazing. So did you see this? It was like 87 degrees in Denver on Thursday.
And they got snowed out.
And then they got snowed out on Friday.
Yeah, they had a picture of the Avalanche jumping on their chartered flight to St. Louis in the snow. The Denver weather is crazy, man.
I mean, wild stuff. So it gets snowed out. Then they play two on Saturday. Carrasco, excellent in the first game. Second game, really got away from you.
Yeah, we don't even have to talk about the second game.
But then yesterday, you rebound. I mean, Walker was sensational. Ottavino takes care of business. Like we both mentioned before the show on the Zoom call, Guillorme, what a phenomenal defensive player he is.
How about offensively right now? He's 8 for his last 15, buddy.
You know, let's be fair right now. Who do you like better, Guillorme or Escobar?
Who's playing better baseball right now, Guillorme?
Right now, if I told you one of these two guys is going to be in the lineup at third base, who would you prefer to see, Guillorme
Escobar? I would probably ride Guillorme right now like Seabiscuit.
Exactly.
I mean, he saved the run in the seventh, right, with that diving play at third base. Yeah, I mean, this is that point of the season where things could go sideways, right? Like in the past, things for the Mets have gone sideways with all the injuries and everything else. And this team, man, I mean, definition of resilient. The Mets have won 14 straight games following a loss. 14.
That's amazing.
This is how you win series, man.
And that's what, just keep winning series. And now the number, and again, we're now a couple days into Scherzer being out, and hopefully, you know, McGill going to be back sooner rather than later. And you found out Thursday. Well, maybe Wednesday, whenever that was. Yeah, no, Thursday. You find out Thursday, you win that game, you're snowed out Friday, and now you win 2 out of 3. So since finding out that Scherzer is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, you're 3-1 so far. And now you're 3 games against San Francisco, which is a tall task, but you know what? I would put nothing past this club at the moment.
No, but we talked about how the schedule is going to shape up here over the next couple weeks. So it was important to go into Colorado and win that series. Take care of your business. Because things are going to get tough.
They sure are.
Which is fine. That happens. But, I have confidence in this team that they'll, with how resilient they are, how workmanlike they are, that they're not going to win every game, obviously. But, I mean, they'll be right there in all of these games.
But you now have an 8-game lead, Rick.
No, I know. I'm sitting here looking at it.
That's a big lead.
That's a nice lead.
So if I offered you 1-2 right now against San Francisco, you take it or no?
1-2.
1-2 right now.
San Francisco.
1-2.
You know I get greedy with my Mets.
1-2.
You know I get greedy with my Mets, though.
I know you do. Listen, I would understand if you'd say no, you won't take it.
I like what Bassett did too, by the way.
It's not a lot. Staying here and signing that deal?
Yeah, just the confidence that he shows. His team's about trying to win a World Series.
Well, he wants to be. The guy came from Oakland.
No, I understand that. But there was clearly something going on with the clubhouse last season, right? So for them to all of a sudden, with Buck as the manager and some of the moves that they made, clean it up as quickly as they cleaned it up. I mean, there's something to be said about that.
They've done a phenomenal job. They really have. You know what I love about this team, too? Is, and we've seen this as such a problem in the past, the depth on this club, right? We talk about Guillorme, Jankowski, like they have got Dom Smith, like they have legitimate depth on this team right now.
Yeah. Well, you have to, right? You have to. I mean, especially with you get the condensed spring training and everything else. I mean, you have to have depth up and down, and you're going to get a chance to see some of it. You got Peterson on the mound tonight.
Correct. Against who? Webb? Is he
Cobb.
Facing him? Cobb.
Cobb tonight, Bassett, Webb on Tuesday.
Ooh, that's a good matchup.
Ugh, 9:45 starts. Yuck.
Yeah, that's the worst for me though, because you're not gonna watch 9:45 anyway. You're gonna wake up at 2 and watch it.
I've been up till 10:30 every single day recently.
How are you handling
hockey.
That?
I have no idea. I gotta drive to Bristol after the show.
But you're gonna wake up at 2:15 and you're gonna watch the game in totality. I'm going to wind up staying up probably later than I should, maybe like an 11:30 situation, and not even to be able to watch the whole game, and I'm going to be exhausted the next morning.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but we're always, I mean, I can't tell you, when's the last time you actually were rested?
Never. Years.
Never. I thought I would get to sleep in on Sunday. I had a baseball tryout early in the morning for Milo.
Did he make it?
Just the sweltering heat. I don't know yet. He had a good tryout.
Early risers will get work.
We had a Little League game on Saturday. Holy moly, was it hot.
Saturday was just dripping. Unbearable.
Dripping.
Guess what happened on – I mean, it's like Murphy's Law. Guess what happened? I told RJ earlier in the show. Not a sports thing.
No idea.
Air conditioner went out.
No.
Yep. Oh. I am hot. It was 79 degrees upstairs.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
What would you rather? Air condition goes out in the summer or heat goes out in the winter?
They're both terrible. I would probably rather heat goes out in the winter.
Yep. As long as you're already if you can guarantee me no pipe burstage and everything else, then right. Give me the cold.
Because at least you can bundle.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if it's 79 and like a stifling heat, There's nothing you could do. Now you're just not sleeping.
No, just dripping sweat.
Yeah, very, very hot.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
What's even better is we get to spend time talking about hockey now with this. This is great.
Gorgeous. Now, you have said you're going to check in if we can go to game six together, right?
I'm going to check in, yes. And I did get yelled at earlier in the show.
By your
chastised.
Wife?
Yes.
For what? What'd you do?
Well, the whole K thing.
It was awful for you.
I know.
So you feel guilty?
Yeah.
But you know what worries me? I really believe if you went... See, it's almost like K's the gorgeous woman that you just can't control yourself with. If you went back on the K show later and they said, you know what, Rick, would you like to come on and be permanent? You'd say, yes, I'd love to. Like, I don't even think you would remedy what you did the other day.
No, you know me, though. I like to be asked so I can say no. So now it's maybe I just say, yeah, I would love to do it. And then they finally ask me. I'm like, no, I'm good. I prefer Dave in this show. I mean, I could, if we wanted to bump this thing back, you know, like if it wasn't 5 a.m., that would be great.
So if they offered us like a 6 to 9.
An extra hour.
That might work better for you.
That could change. Yeah, sleep-wise could help a little
bit. Then Santiago would have been on time. Really work well for him.
Poor Santiago. The guy's schedule is just a wreck.
I know. By the way, we're big here in the tri-state area. We're enormous in Israel. Enormous.
Listen, I mean, was it was he the first one to call us from Israel?
Yeah, he started the trend. And now and like the entire country is calling.
He said he's going to push the show. So.
And he's done a hell of a job.
He's a man of his word.
He really is. All right, Mark. Now, RJ said this. RJ is not sure whether all these people are legitimately calling from Israel or they're messing with him and they're saying they're from Israel because now it's a thing. Mark, are you really honestly in Israel?
I am. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to watch those 7 o'clock games. I am in Israel.
Let's put you to the test, Mark. Where in Israel are you right now?
I am right now in Beit Shemesh, which is where I live, which is in between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Sounds legitimate to me.
That's where I am calling you from. I'm actually on the road. I'm on my way home.
What road are you taking?
I'm taking road number 38, State Road 38.
Okay. Sounds legitimate, Rick. I believe him. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's telling the truth.
I think so, too. All right, Mark, go ahead. What do you got?
That triple overtime game, the first game, was a very long night. Very difficult to wake up, go to meetings the next day. But I want to know what you guys think about Lafreniere. He looks like he's getting a little nasty. He's got a little nasty streak out there.
I love
it. And he looks like he's ready to take off. He's hitting people and he's throwing the puck at the net. And I want to know what Rick thinks. Are we getting to Ranta? Is he getting a little nervous out there?
No, I don't think he's getting nervous.
He played well.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting nervous. What's your last question, Mark?
Well, I want to know, you think we're going to be able to win one in Carolina? I'm going to say it's a given that we're going to win tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
And you think we'll be able to pull one off in Carolina and then play Tampa Bay? And, of course, we'll deal with Tampa Bay in a couple of weeks.
Wow. What a difference a couple of days make. Dave?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mark, and Shabbat Shalom. No, what I can't understand, what I can't understand is how all of a sudden it's just like, oh, I mean, tomorrow night, we'll just take care of business tomorrow night. Oh, yeah.
We'll win game four. They'll probably wrap this thing up in six. No big deal.
We've had more people say the Rangers wrap this up in six than they're worried about losing the series today. Right?
People ready to jump ship after game two to Shesterkin stands on his head and you win game three to this will be over in six.
And welcome aboard.
And the way they make it sound is if they won like 7-1 yesterday.
Yes. I mean, they really shut it down.
You're clinging for dear life to win that game.
Yeah, I mean, they were a Tony D'Angelo shot from the point off of Shesterkin's left skate without him even knowing it hit him. From that game being tied to start the third period.
You've played three goals, and realistically you've scored three games, and realistically you've scored three goals.
It's been tight.
If you don't count the empty net goal.
It's been tight.
Right. And it's just like, oh, this series is...
That's over.
No problems.
We'll worry about Tampa when we get to Tampa.
Let's just look ahead. It's great.
Yeah, let's just focus on game four. How about that?
Game six, though. Could you imagine Rangers up 3-2, what the Garden would be like? And we need to go to that game.
It would be up for grabs.
We would need to go to that game.
Yeah, but you know what that does, though? What that puts us in line for if things don't turn out well for you on game six. The kind of mood that you would be in.
Oh, I'd be miserable.
But, well, just because they lost. And then on top of that, what else? I mean, there's something else that goes into that. Now we're staring at game seven right in the face.
Right in the face.
Which we're also staring at a beautiful, delicious Monday morning show.
Yeah. and that's Memorial Day.
You would be devastated.
Devastated.
Oh. Can I make a statement right now?
Well, that's why everyone thinks they wrap it up in six.
Well, that's what they're hoping for. Yeah. Wrap it up in six. We don't have to worry about it.
What's your statement?
I'm going to make a statement now. Mm-hmm. And this is not for me hyperbole. This is how I feel. Connor McDavid may be the best hockey player that's ever put skates on.
Ever?
I'm not even joking.
Do you understand there's a man by the name of Wayne Gretzky?
Wayne Gretzky did not skate the way Connor McDavid skates.
Wayne Gretzky did things Connor McDavid can't do, though.
Wow.
Hockey's biggest star, Wayne Gretzky.
Talent-wise, I don't know if we've seen somebody more talented than Connor McDavid. Honest to God. Like, what he's doing right now in this series, I mean, just is some of the best hockey you'll ever see in your entire life.
And you predicted that Calgary was going to win this series.
I thought Calgary, well, they still can.
Nervous, though.
I'm a little bit nervous. Yeah, of course I am. Mike Smith played well last night again. Well,
Vander Kane is something, huh?
Yeah, had a natural hat trick last night.
Yeah, sure did.
Drysdale on a bad ankle, still finding a way. But, I mean, Connor McDavid, what he does, man. I mean, it's just the speed and his edges, and it looks like he's playing a different speed than everybody else.
It's a shame he's gets lost in Edmonton, though.
Yeah, it is. It is, but at least now, I mean.
Could you imagine if he played for the Rangers, for the Fly, like one of the big teams?
No.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Joseph in Medford. Joseph, you're on 98.7.
Hey, guys, how's it going? First-time caller, big fan.
Thank you, Joseph. I'm unimpressed if you're not calling from Israel, but I still appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, no, definitely not in Israel. But I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the stuff that happened at the end of the game the other day and Gallant saying in the press conference that we got the guy to take care of. How do you think Carolina is going to come back and the Rangers are going to come out in game four?
I don't
think it's any different.
Yeah, I don't think what happened at the end of the game has any impact on anything.
At all.
You can't retaliate. You can't go after him. You have to go take care of it. The best response and retort you can have is go out there and score some goals.
That's it. And Gallant wasn't lying. I mean, they have the guy. If you want to turn this series into that, they have, I mean, Reeves.
But that's not what you
guy.
Want to do.
No, of course not.
You can't afford to do that, play these games, mess around. You got to go out there and take care of business.
No, absolutely right. And then, I mean, that's it. Listen, Domi's trying to spark his team a little bit. They haven't won a game on the road. It's kind of what his job is. It's kind of what he does.
That Lindgren is something else, huh?
He's a warrior, man.
What a warrior he is. This is his first ever postseason, right?
He's played really well for them. And
sensational.
You felt it when he was gone. You absolutely felt it when he was gone.
Is not the same player.
No. No, and how that all trickles down. Because then, I mean, they tried it with Braun. That didn't work. So they put Miller with Fox, which was better, but still, that breaks up Miller.
Miller's terrific, too, by the way.
Yeah, Miller's having a good series, good playoffs, too. He's played well.
And he's 22 years old.
Schneider was good last night. He was really physical. And your big boy showed up last night. I mean, Mika was the best player on the ice outside of Shesterkin.
Zibanejad was great. Kreider was good. Panarin with the big assist. And you need to score on the power play. And they took advantage of that.
Yeah, you absolutely do. I mean, that's the other way. I mean, if you're playing a team that wants to get chippy, that's the best way to combat that, is to start scoring on the power play.
Could you imagine if the Rangers won the Cup?
No.
You would not like that?
And no.
You think I go on a float? Not like my own float, but do you think someone invites me onto a float?
I mean, I could get Carlin to give you a piggyback ride if you want.
No, I'm not talking about that. Like Graves? Okay.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No,
everybody!
If the Giants don't let you on a float, why would the Rangers?
I mean, the Giants haven't won anything. What, are they going to have a parade for running quarterback sneaks on third down? No, they haven't won a thing in a very long time. I got to think Giants win a Super Bowl. I'm on a float now.
I doubt it.
What do you mean?
They won't even let you in the draft room. They're going to put you on a float?
I think so.
No.
I'm not looking to be like with the Super Bowl MVP float, but I think like, yes, I think I should be on a float.
You might expose yourself for something. I wouldn't trust you on a float like that with that much excitement.
Tell you
just
what,
get
that,
naked.
That day, I'd drink that day.
Yeah, of course. And then who knows what happens. Now you got this naked bag of milk flashing people.
But isn't that great? I mean, no. What are you looking for?
Well, no, you're representing the Giants. No one wants to see that.
Tom Brady almost passed out there and there. Like that kind of party.
Well, that's a bit different than you. I mean, he plays for the Bucks. He's the greatest of all time. He do what he wants. You didn't run around naked on the championship float.
My giblets are going away. Look at that. Giblets are going away. I think I'm deserving of a float. I think the way Graves took to me the other day in the suite, I'd be surprised if I wasn't on a float. I'll tell you that.
I'll be surprised if you see Adam Graves in the same suite as you ever again with the way you acted.
He was very nice about you.
He's a great guy.
Oh, he loved me. He's asking me about my kids. He knew all about me.
Well, that's what
I
makes
think it
him
pains
him.
You that these celebrity types adore me.
No, I don't mind that my wife loves you. It's just that you're lovable. Doesn't mean I need to see you run around naked on a championship float.
I don't think I would get naked.
RJ, please, if he got invited to be on the float when the Giants won the Super Bowl and he's going to start drinking, what do you think is going to happen?
I'm naked
please.
Right now.
Yeah, full nudity.
Why
full
wear pants? You think full nudity?
Yeah.
Full.
You know what the worst is? RJ's like, I love RJ and he's the voice of reason. And every time he's asked one of these questions, he always goes against me. I am hot.
Well, I think we know. You say the voice of reason. It's a reality. You're because the way you're going to look at it, you'll start out minding your P's and Q's, but then somewhere it'll hit you between beer, I don't know, one and two, where you will say to yourself, you'll say, self, this will never happen again. It's time. This is
I
my,
have a big one. Yeah, just let yourself go.
This is my moment. And if Rick's hypothesis about you is true, that you're
thick.
Yeah. Then
I got python.
Then I think you're going to say, this is my moment to really get out there.
To let it all hang out. To swing it.
Yeah,
I'm the father.
Because I picture you as a confident man. And you're going to say, this is the biggest stage I'll be on. It's time.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
He probably pretend it was the Lombardi. Maybe he writes Bud Light on the thing.
Boom. I need to be on a phone. I'm just
feels
saying.
Good about himself. No giblets.
Maybe he promotes the ESPN New York app.
That would be
absolutely
nice.
Would. I'd put it out. You know, they used to do like the sports gambling sites across their chest or on their
yes.
backs, the boxers. I would do that.
Like that kind of party.
Download the new ESPN New York app right across my back.
I would pay good money to see that.
Let's go to Kyle in Brooklyn. Good morning, Kyle. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm great.
Good
How you doing, buddy?
Also.
What's going on?
Hey, man. I want to talk to you, man. You are amazing.
Thank you.
I promise you this. I literally listen to you. You, like you, RJ, everybody, you guys are great, man. Especially you. I just wanted to tell you, copped out on Saturday.
How so?
Because Michael K came on the show, and he told you, and he said, oh, I didn't mean it like this, and oh, I said it like this, and no. The way you said it is the way you meant it. He should never mention their name in the first place. I agree with everyone else, and that's what I want to tell you. And oh, also, when your contract expires, you need to, you can be the voice. I mean, you could be the face of the show, too. Don't just say Michael K. You are great. I'm telling you, you are
wow.
great.
Well, that's very nice. And thanks for the call. I got to retort though. I don't think I copped out.
Hated.
He called and he's like, "This is not what I meant. I didn't mean to take a shot at you.
He meant exactly what he said." And then he was saying he's disparaging to the show, like 5 to 8. Like who cares about 5 to 8?
Oh, you know what? Don't you start with me. All you want to do is jump ship and go to his show.
I'm not jumping any ship. I'm keeping the ship afloat right
want.
Now.
That's all you want.
How's that?
You're like a stowaway. All of a sudden, they start the show. You hear the theme song. You'd be like, I'm here. I made it out alive.
Kyle loves you. Could care less about RJ Santy or me. Loves you. Just you. Focused on you. And he takes shots at you.
He's not taking shots. He's just saying he thought that I didn't handle myself well when Kay called the show.
He said you
embarrassed
yourself.
Had Kay called and been, you know, with animosity or was a jerk, we would have gone toe-to-toe. He was lovely.
It's your show, though. You've already threatened Keyshawn one time. You told Max you'd punch him in the head. I mean,
Yeah.
Okay.
So?
No. Oh, whatever. You said that, Michael. Okay.
Well, you
know,
I'm not scared of anybody.
Can I keep you for two more questions,
Michael?
He
pretty much apologized. He's like, Dave, I didn't mean. That's not what I meant.
Michael, please, took a couple more questions.
Yeah,
tell me about the Yankees, Michael.
Honestly, you're an embarrassment. The day the Knicks win the championship, and I celebrate it. And Max, I swear to God, if I see you at the parade in the Canyon of Heroes, I'm gonna slug you right in the head.
You just slurping all over it on Saturday.
Nothing.
Ty was gonna vomit. He said.
Oh, please.
He was so disgusted.
Please, I gave him. You see what I did? The verbal tip.
Yeah.
Ty doesn't know what the hell's happening. Really? Oh, you went right after Ty last night.
He took a shot at you.
Ty, because Ty's takes are so stupid.
Ugh.
Oh, I mean, obviously. I mean, the Yankees lose the first game of the doubleheader yesterday. Then they can't get a runner on base. And as all that's happening and falling apart, it's like, oh, I mean, we have the two, maybe the three best pitchers in all of New York right now. And I just responded, that's the trolliest thing anyone could ever say. What an embarrassment by you.
And then you just
went after him. And you don't even tweet.
Never. Everyone thought that was Cassie. That was me, baby.
It felt good, didn't it?
Oh, I'm into it now. I'm going to start taking shots at everybody.
We could send you on little assignments now. Go after this guy. Go after that guy.
Like a sniper.
Yeah, maybe go after Nick Wright next.
Oh, you just drop me off somewhere, and then I'll be back in a couple days.
Just
you won't even know what happened.
Face off, right?
Oh, that's it.
All right. RJ, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it's such a giveaway. Do we have the name and locale of the person that won the Rangers tickets for tomorrow night?
Oh, we certainly do.
I'd love to bring that up on air quickly.
That would be Jason Ferguson.
The former Jets nose tackle.
Nice.
Yeah, that's him from New Jersey, Manchester.
Nice. Congratulations, Jason. Have a great time. And we'll, of course, as a show, be there for Game 6. All right, Santhi, why don't you hand out your three stars?
Today's three stars.
Jason Ferguson, one-time Cowboy as well, but we won't get into that.
Number three.
A lot of options you guys gave me today, but I'm going to go with the revelation that if you both did a show in prison, you wouldn't last too well. Rick said he would sell you out, Dave.
Yep.
And then Dave, I mean, Dave, either he would run the prison if it was, you know, Giants related, or
I'll pose like a pig with an apple in my mouth with one of them if you want.
You'll be very popular in there.
Yeah,
there
won't be an apple in your mouth, I can tell you that.
Either way, you'll be very popular.
Number two.
Oh, how about the Rangers head coach, Gerard Glant? He had words for the Hurricanes yesterday. He had words for Tony DeAngelo. And I know you guys mentioned this in the first hour, because even if I wasn't here, I did pay attention. I would pay good money to watch Gerard Gallant fight Tony DeAngelo, and I think it would be very one-sided.
I think he'd pummel him.
Right? He'd destroy him. Like you talk about, oh, he's older. He didn't. No, listen, old man strength. You don't even need to take that into account. He would destroy him. Go look at some of the highlights of this. What this man used to do in the 80s and 90s. He was a dangerous, dangerous man.
Could be on the undercard of me and Gettleman.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one, yes, I'm going to give it to my snooze alarm. Got to do a better job. I deserve all the ridicule I got today, but I did get here somewhat on time for most of the show, so I will take a little bit of solace in that.
What do you mean somewhat on time? You showed up at 6 o'clock.
Listen, you said I got here at 6 o'clock, but maybe I got here way before, and I just kind of hung back and let the show play out.
Yeah, that's what you did. RJ, you do the heavy lifting. I'll chime in at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. All right. KJM, of course, comes your way in just moments here on 98.7 ESPN. We bring in one of the voices. We bring in the M, and that, of course, is Max Kellerman. Good morning, Max. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Quite an eventful weekend for your Yankees. Firstly, mm-hmm. we start with the on-the-field stuff. Offense, very, very dormant yesterday.
It's a 162-game season. That's going to happen. In fact, the Yankees seem to be less prone to me on paper at least, and so far it's worked out that way, to kind of long stretches of bad offense, because they're not just a three true outcomes style team, at least, you know, relative to the era they're playing in. You know, LeMahieu can make contact, and Kiner Falefa's obviously not a power hitter, and there are several guys like that in the lineup. They also have power. But they can play defense much better. They can put the ball in play much better than in recent years. And that's why they're the best team in baseball.
Max, so how concerned are you about what you've seen from Aroldis Chapman so far?
Look, there's no two ways about it. He ain't what he used to be. He used to throw 104 miles an hour you know, in a league where guys were the 95-mile-an-hour fastball were really good. He was 10 miles an hour faster than the, you know, he was unbelievable. But now everyone's throwing 100, and he's throwing 95, right? So he is much more vulnerable than he used to be. That said, guys, a closer, all you have to do is come into a game with nobody on and nobody out. Get three outs before you give up usually, what, at least two runs, and you save the game. The closer has always been much less important than high-leverage setup guys. You know, the guys who come in, guy on second base, one-run game, seventh inning, one out in the inning. What are you going to do? Game's on the line right now. That guy who can come in, retire the side, or get out of the inning, retire the side in the next inning, that's really where your hay is made. And the Yankees have dudes in the bullpen, live arms, who can do that. They just need Chapman, usually, to get three outs without giving up two runs. He's probably capable of doing that.
So my follow-up to that, Max, would be, is it time to move on from Chapman in that closer's role?
Yeah. No. What I'm saying is the closer is maybe, and this has been true for years and years, the third most important guy in the bullpen. Like, consider it. I know psychologically to the fans, it's like, oh my God, it's the ninth inning. But really, you have a clean inning, right? Nobody on, nobody out. You usually, I'd say on average, have what? At least a two-run lead? You're just asking a major league pitcher to record three outs without giving up two runs. If you can do that, you're going to save the vast majority of your chances. He can do that. Now, going forward, would you like a more dominant guy than what Chapman's been so far this season? Yes, and the Yankees have a lot of internal candidates.
All right, Max.
Listen, we appreciate you. What you want to chime in, Rick? What's up?
No, I was gonna do what you make me do usually, which is ask them what they have coming up on the show, but I don't think we need to if you don't want to.
No.
Well, Josh Donaldson, yep. You know, we were just talking about it, and we are, is clearly a lot more meat on that bone. The Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson situation, we've already started to get into it, but we are taking a deeper dive coming right up in a matter of moments.
Well, we look forward to it, and we love your analysis, and we will talk to you real soon, Max.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go. That, of course, is Max Kellerman, KJM, coming your way right now. For us, it's Rule... A 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg, and
let's go Rangers
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.